Trump calls for unity after historic Iowa victory. By Bradley J. on January 15, 2024. Donald Trump earned a historic victory in the Iowa caucuses Monday night, trouncing his competition so severely that the Associated Press called the race only 31 minutes after the caucus officially began. "I really think this is time now for everybody, our country, to come together," Trump said in a gracious victory speech. "We want to come together. Whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal or conservative, it would be so nice if we could come together and straighten out the world and straighten out the problems and straighten out all of the death and destruction that we're witnessing." With the results of some precincts still outstanding, Trump stood at over 50% with Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley still battling for a distant second place. "I want to congratulate Ron and Nikki for having a good time together," Trump said. "We're all having a good time together. And I think they both actually did very well. I really do. I think they both did very well. We don't even know the outcome of second place." Trump also took a shot at the Congress, particularly the Senate, for not uniting around him. Around 20 Republican senators have endorsed Trump, although Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, who a recent poll found the least popular politician in the nation at only a 6% approval rating, has continued to oppose Trump since a very public falling out at the end of Trump's first term. "We have so many senators. If I go through every name, we'll be here all night and everybody's gonna get angry at me," Trump said. But the senators, the congressmen from Washington, they came down from all different states. "I want to thank you very much." Trump talked about the historically poor state of the nation, calling for Republicans to unite around his candidacy. "It's practically never been like this. It's just so important. And I want to make that a very big part of our message. We're going to come together. It's going to happen soon too, and I appreciate it." Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter @BradleyJ.